I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your calls.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I am your host for technology news information, and I blow
stuff.
The opening every time.
Yeah, that's all right. Nobody's listening.
I'm Mike Ray. And with me is Tim and Jim, and we're here to talk about...
You've only had, 10, 20 years of practice,
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you'll get good at it someday. Yeah.
Someday, maybe.
I thought we were going to pick on Mike Less.
That was.
Oh.
You guys rehearsed that? Hey, we got a really action-packed show for you today. New feature, something we haven't done before, desktop publishing. We're going to have one of the top professional desktop publishers, Colleen Ash from Miniman Press in Liverpool, Seaboard Graphics. She is... a wizard with desktop publishing. She'll be around to tell everybody about, all the different things you can do with desktop publishing, what it is, how it works, and how people often misuse, Microsoft Word or WordPerfect as their desktop publisher instead of doing some things that they should do with more professional versions of software that they probably already have or they can get for free. Stand-up comedian Moody McCarthy, ran into him this week, and he's actually here in town doing a show at the Quality Inn. Yes, he was. Yes.
Just checking.
Okay. I think I should do the jokes from now on.
Sorry.
He also was from television's Last Comic Standing, which premieres this week, and he will be on it. He's going to be on to chronicle his experiences in the world of technology. He told me a very funny story about experience with computers. We've got our website of the week, Geek of the Week software pick. We've got a bunch of announcements. And, of course, your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. But now we always start the show with Tim in the news.
Yay. Another flaw found in Symantec antivirus.
Oh, what a surprise.
EI Digital Security discovered a serious flaw in Symantec's enterprise antivirus software that could be used by hackers to create a self-replicating worm attack against Symantec users. So basically this means the home user is safe on this one, but the business, hopefully if you are running Symantec on your business that you are updating or your IT guys are updating. Symantec apparently has not confirmed the existence of this problem, much less patched it. EI is offering few details on the vulnerability, which was first disclosed Wednesday. How about this one? Canon is considering halting film camera development. Strictly to the
digital.
Yep. A spokesman at Canon, the world's largest digital camera maker, said it would consider whether it needs to continue developing both compact and single-lens reflex film models because the markets for both are shrinking. Canon said it would continue to produce and sell existing models and make a final judgment on the business in the future while monitoring market demand. What do you think about that?
Why are they doing it again?
Shrinking market. People aren't buying
film
cameras
anymore. People aren't
buying
film.
Okay.
So they're talking about going to strictly...
Well, yeah, it's supply and demand. I mean, if a technology gets replaced by a new technology, which happens all the time, real sad for some and great for others, I think that's kind of the world of business.
Microsoft battles a word PC virus. If users get infected by this virus, attackers could open up a backdoor on the PC and take over the machine to use it for their own ends. A fix is due for release in mid-June. I just want to end the story right there. But Microsoft said it would bring it forward if the action was warranted. I'm a bit confused. So it's a virus that could open a backdoor on your computer, and we'll get around to fixing it in 3 weeks.
Or a fix with the release of Vista.
I thought that they had this under control, that they were, if they discovered vulnerabilities, that they weren't going to publicly announce them so that they didn't give, all the virus guys some type of motivation for, actually doing it.
Well, the problem here is if they don't announce it, somebody else is going to find that flaw. Actually, it seems like somebody else always finds a flaw before them anyway. Microsoft doesn't seem to actually find the flaws, but respond to flaws that are found, for, you know, same way EI found the flaw in Symantec Antivirus.
Right.
Users should run Word. If you use Word frequently and you're a little worried about this, you can run Word in their so-called safe mode, which shuts down some of the features of the word processing program and stops the exploit code from gaining hold of the machine. So that's one way out of it until you see a patch in a couple of weeks. I have a feeling just from them actually saying we'll patch it in a few weeks, there's going to be enough uproar that...
Yeah, I would guess right now, way out in Washington, there's a room full of guys drinking Jolt Cola who've been up for a few days working on this right now.
You know, I don't doubt it. Black Frog leaps into the fight against spam. Now, you guys remember Blue Frog. Blue Frog was the one who basically you could spam the spammers, and then the spammers spammed the spammies and shut them down. They took a walk.
Say that 10 times fast.
There you go. If you're confused, I'm doing my job. Because it makes me sound so smart. Out of the ashes comes Black Frog, part of a project that is apparently willing to become a flag bearer in the fight against spam. The project, originally dubbed Oko Pee Pee, I guess.
All right. The sensors are at the ready.
Hey, read it. What's that say? Come on. Go.
Okay.
Go.
Oko Pee Pee. P-I-P-I for those. So hey, there's no E's in there. Just that's for the FCC.
I'm protected because I got Mike to repeat it, and he's the host.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
yeah, that'll work.
I feel really, really
yes,
good.
Yes, Your Honor.
They're developing the Black Frog anti-spam software as an open source project. The project aims to become a distributed replacement of anti-spam software Blue Frog. The project merged two separate efforts, the website, the one that we keep saying wrong, and Black Frog. And there's a website and links on thetechnologygeeks.com to both this news article and to their homepage. So we're
very
expecting a release on that soon. NVIDIA released their Enforce 5 chipset, targeting overclockers and SLI PC owners. This could be pretty cool. The new series comprises four motherboards, a 550, 570, 570 SLI, and 590 SLI, increasing in both performance and price as you work your way up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cool thing is the M-Force's 590 SLI takes full advantage of the Corsair's XMS DDR2 RAM, dubbed SLI memory, because it's optimized for users running twin NVIDIA graphic cards in their PC.
Wow.
This sounds like a very cool board. It has the Entune on there, if you're not familiar with that. That's NVIDIA's software that allows you to do all your overclocking, variable fan speeds, bus speeds, voltages, and you can do that all from Windows. So it's a lot easier for, you know, as opposed to booting into your BIOS in the DOS screen and hoping your computer boots back up.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. AMD is winning commercial market share.
Yes, they are.
They started 2005 while is on the road to achieving its goal of 20% slice of the service market this year. Server market, sorry. That's a pretty big jump for AMD. Apparently, their processors accounted for more than $1 billion of server revenue in the first quarter, according to an estimate released Wednesday. That's the first time AMD servers have broken into the billion-dollar revenue range.
What do you think is going to happen now when people side-by-side can look at a Dell server with an Intel dual-core processor in it, let's say, that costs, you know, on the low side, $1,700, $1,800. They can get the exact same configuration with AMD in it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be $400 or $500 less, and it will perform faster and more reliably.
They've had
it's a no-brainer.
They have had a heck of a battle because AMD has had to fight the Intel monopoly. Mm-hmm. Intel is locked into the big companies, HP, Compaq, Dell. All the big names are selling pretty much exclusively, or had been, Intel.
Even from the technician end, a lot of the guys I know who, you know, do that local service and that sort of thing have been so Intel-centric for years. It's like, you know, hey, I'm using AMD. Oh, those are awful. What are you talking about?
Right.
You try one sometime.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the last 4 years now, they have outperformed Intel. They've pretty much kicked their butts for a long time with a small window where Intel kind of caught up to them and surpassed them for a month or two and then slipped right back again. What I don't understand is if AMD can provide these products for so much less and they outperform Intel, where is all Intel's money going? I think they need to right-size, not downsize, but, you know, right-size their company and do some things to make them more efficient.
My understanding is they put a lot of money into R&D. A lot of it. Too bad they don't put it in their video card.
And then they say, you know, AMD steals it, or you know, and I don't know that that's true, but
I'm waiting for Cyrix to come back.
Yeah, Cyrix.
Yes.
Remember Cyrix?
Oh, please.
Oh yeah.
You
know,
remember Cyrix? Oh, yes, I do. 421-9325-421 WFBL is the number to call if you have a question or comment.
I have a question.
Okay, well, you're here.
We'll leave for after the break.
We'll deal with you after the break. We're going to take our first break of the morning. When we come back, we will have stand-up comedian Moody McCarthy here to regale us of his tales in the worlds of technology. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's The Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
Has spyware got your computer running slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter? Does your computer have so many viruses that you need a tetanus shot just to touch it? Is working on your computer so frustrating that you call the suicide hotline every time you check your email? Cheer up, because it's Rent-A-Nerd to the rescue! Rent-A-Nerd can fix any computer problem for just $89. For just $89, plus the cost of parts, they'll come to your home or office and eliminate your computer problems. Don't despair. Call Rent-A-Nerd 454-5611. That's 454-5611 for Rent-A-Nerd.
Oh, look at that computer. That's the way you...
Look at that computer. Hey, we're back with another exciting segment of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. Right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL, 421-9325-421 WFBL is the number to call. And we've got Jim McMahon here with his new haircut and trim. You look great.
Thank you, Brenda.
And Tim is taking a seat here. We got some guests in the studio. Gus is here, but he's going to visit his Aunt Rita, so he won't be here next week. Yeah. So...
Hi, Rita.
That's always exciting.
Don't call in next week, ladies. Gus won't be
And joining us on the phone is Moody McCarthy. Moody is performing here this weekend at the Quality Inn on Buckley Road in Liverpool. Showtimes. What time are the showtimes, Moody?
Hey, tonight we're just 9:15. One show tonight.
One show, 9:15.
One big show.
One big show. The late show always rocks. You'll do about 2-3 hours, right? They'll get out of there by 1.
That's right. It goes right into a breakfast buffet the whole night. Then Tony Bennett plays. We put out a big product there. No, actually, a good show. Richie Burns there and Jay Black. Very, very good lineup.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Now, you've had a little trouble with technology. Do you consider yourself like a technology guru or?
No, not at all. I'm a ham and egger. I don't know what I'm doing with it. I actually got a problem with the computer. Every time I talk to a computer expert, I get worse advice. You guys leave me more confused than when I began.
That's our job.
That's what we do.
That's right. I remember I only got my first computer a couple of years ago, so I asked all my tech buddies, and they all had the same dopey advice. They all tell me, you go, yeah, the best place to buy your first computer is online. Mm-hmm. And I go, all right, well, I better write that down. I got to look online. I'm going to buy my first boat, too. I should probably go out in the ocean. My first boat.
Nice.
Good but one. I got online right when the I Love You email virus came out, year that was. Maybe 2001, 2007, I'm not sure what
it was. It was XP, right? Yeah, it was 2001. It was when XP was first out.
Okay, yeah. But I didn't get that email. I don't know who fell for that email virus. It was an email. It didn't say who it was from. It just said, I love you. And I'm from a big Irish family, so if it says I love you, that's very suspicious. Right off the bat. But I'm worried they're going to get trickier with the virus names. Like, the next one is going to be, did you get a real job yet, you loser, email virus.
Now, you don't
open
that
right
one,
to that. I'll go, that's for my dad. That's my dad emailing me.
So what do you do with an email that comes in that says, you know, I'm the king of such and such a country. If you send me $5,000, I'm going to forward you $1 million to hold on to, you know, to kind of route the money through. Do you send them the $5,000?
You know, it's funny. I responded to those guys. That's funny you said that, because on my website, I responded to a whole bunch of these guys. And I got them, all the Nigerian guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them calling some phone numbers. Like, the first time I did it, I was like, he wanted my bank routing number, this and that. I go, just give me a call at work. And I gave him the number for Syracuse time and temperature. And then the guy called it, and I was like,
oh, wow.
Did we lose him?
Did we lose him?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Moody's battery's messed up. He has to reboot his phone. Hey, we'll get Moody right back.
Apparently he was checking. The Nigerians got a little mad.
Yeah, they got him back. They got his phone off.
Yeah, Gus, it does definitely means we lost him. Why don't you try to get him back? In the meantime, we'll fill time. Gus is like, oh, I got to work. Darn it. I think he gets paid per button push, actually.
Wake up, Gus. Time to get up, Gus.
Gus, he's only a week till you go to see Aunt Rita. I know you miss her.
I did have to laugh at that, though, these technology guys. Go buy it online. That's it. Not, you know, I can give you specific websites and
configurations. If it's your first computer, how do you get online to buy it?
All right.
You know?
Unbelievable.
It is, yeah. That is very funny. But let's we'll wait for Moody to come back. While we're waiting, do you have the Geek of the Week software pick? Jim.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Last week we were talking about Windows Vista and the delay and all that.
Oh yeah.
And there was
they act like it's available right now.
Yeah. And I was saying there's a lot of software out there that already can do a lot of the Vista things. One of the programs that came out within the last week or so is a product called Vista Transformation Pack. Put out by Windows X, which I believe has something to do with Windows Blinds. I believe it's a company of that. And the Vista Transformation Pack is a piece of software you install, and it will do a lot of the visuals that Vista is supposed to do. Transparencies, icons, boot screens, those sorts of things. So when you install it and reboot, your machine's going to look very, very much like a Vista machine. And it's a free piece of software you can get in our appearance section. It's called the Vista Transformation Pack.
And who is that provided by again?
Windows X.
It's right by Microsoft?
No.
No. The Microsoft Vista stuff isn't exactly revolutionary. A lot of companies out there have been doing a lot of these things for some time. Windows Blinds has been making an alternative appearance product to your machine for a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do transparency with Windows Blinds going back to what? Windows 95,
yeah, we
I
should
think.
Probably throw a warning in here. This is probably the coolest transformation pack out there. That said, it does modify registry entries, system files, and it has to be installed from safe mode.
Yeah.
If any of this makes no sense to you, move on.
Yeah. It is changing system files. This is probably the most, I don't want to say dangerous, but invasive program we've featured. So, I mean, you could have problems with it. So,
you know, this sounds an awful lot like, so what you're saying is you get this software and it doesn't turn your operating system into Windows Vista, it just makes it kind of
look like Vista.
So it's kind of like in the old days, remember the people who could buy those kits to make their Volkswagen look like a Rolls Royce in the
front?
Right,
it's just like that. Yeah, exactly. It's a kit car for Vista. And, people have been doing these sorts of things for a while. Windows X just happened to put out a product to say, probably to raise their hand and say, excuse me, we've been doing this for a while.
I've always found quite a bit of risk with these total transformation packs where you can change everything around. There's always a slight risk when you play around with stuff like that. So it's not something you want to do on a production machine.
This isn't like a shell software where it's just kind of putting
and
something over
and
the top.
And it's Tim saying, don't do that because you could knock your machine out. The guy who, what do? You just kind of...
Suicide tweaker.
Yeah. Yes, you.
Timmy's the suicide tweaker.
I'm all in.
I installed this and uninstalled it on my machine with no problem, again, but anytime you're dealing with something that installs boot screen system files and those sorts of things, have a backup. Anytime you install anything, have a backup first.
How about you just back up anyway?
Yeah, backup.
Do you? I thought you were a suicide tweaker. Has something happened, some event in your life to give you that revelation?
No, absolutely not.
I'll tell you
what Tim's backup is.
You know, I've gotten a virus twice in my life.
Yeah.
And you know how hard I try? I mean, it's unbelievable. It amazes me how people can get some of this stuff.
Well, we infected that laptop up pretty good.
Yeah,
remember
that's true.
In the early spyware days, testing spy. But Tim's backup routine is pretty simple. It's my phone number. You know.
Yeah.
He'll blow away his machine, call me up, and go,
I got an image.
What was that? Pat, you know, he's never backed up.
I got an image.
Yeah.
And I got a D drive backup, but I very rarely use it. About every 3 months, I just recover it for kicks.
When you said I've got an image, I thought you were talking about your outward personality.
No, I got a great image.
You're talking about drive image. I've been confused all this time.
Yeah. Oh, poor Gus. Gus is sitting here. I just have to tell our listeners, the phones are ringing. And apparently he's not used to that, because he's just, the poor guy is just, he's frustrated. We have Moody back?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Moody, so you need cell phone advice too, apparently, right?
Is Sprint a sponsor of your show?
Not anymore.
No, who do we have?
USA Data.net?
I don't know, but I'm over on the southwest side of the city. Sprint hasn't heard of me over here.
Are you driving?
No, I'm actually, you know what, I'm staying at my folks' house. I actually walk up to the top of, they get like, my phone gets no reception at their house. I walk up to the top of a reservoir. I'm at the Woodlawn Reservoir. I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Getting stuck. Hey, and I heard you have someone on the team, Jim McMahon. I don't know if he's related. I grew up, the next block over growing up, there was a street called Wellesley. We had three families of McMahons, and each one had like 8 or 9 kids.
That had to be a relative of mine.
Yeah. They're all,
we breed like bunnies.
Every McMahon,
Irish Catholics
like a county
with
in Ireland.
Irish Catholics with 8 or 9 kids apiece.
What are the odds?
The good news is Jim hasn't reproduced yet.
I could use you guys. Something is wrong. I got a new phone. It's not new, but I couldn't get music to play on it. That's why I bought it, because you could play music on it.
It's a phone.
And, it's a Trio? I don't know if I'm supposed to.
No, I said it's a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the old. But here's the thing. So I'm drawing anytime I try to download music to my computer, any file I try to download to my computer asks me what program to open it with. Which is a sucky moment when your computer starts asking you computer questions.
let me give him some advice to solve this problem.
Okay.
I got one word for you, Moody.
Yeah.
Walkman.
Yeah.
Remember those?
iPod.
No, not an iPod. That's too advanced.
It's too technical.
Walkman. They're a little tough to find. I think maybe a cheapy drugstore, $9.95. Walkman.
It's looking better and better. I swear it's looking better. Well, I've eliminated, so I can help your listeners out. I've eliminated some programs to listen to music with. Don't try to listen to music through Notepad, Outlook Express, or Minesweeper. That's the word for Minesweeper. I'm catching up to you guys. I'm getting better at this.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
That's very funny.
Yeah, let's get him off. He's making us look bad.
He's
good.
Moody, now you're going to be on television. The American Idol competition for comedians premieres next week. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, Tuesday night, Last Comic Standing on NBC from, I think it's a 2-hour premiere, so it's from 8 to 10.
Yeah, I watched it last year. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a kind of cool show. Kind of cool. Now, I'm not allowed to tell you how I did, but I can't obviously pay to get my phone fixed, so you can kind of infer.
Now, was it the same host as last year?
No, you know what? That was Jay Moore, and they went with this year. They went with Anthony Clark.
Okay.
Oh, very cool.
Year and a couple other times. Yeah, it was fun. So they flew us out to L.A. and had a good time with it.
Now you're based out of where? New York.
New York City. But I grew up in Syracuse. But.
And you'll be performing again this evening at 9:15 at the Quality Inn on Buckley Road in Liverpool.
Yeah. That's not so flattering when I hear it, by the way.
What room number?
that's where I'm at. Yep.
You'll be performing in room number 175. Stop by.
They'll have the tape rolling.
Bring your own ice.
Yeah, we'll hang out after the show until they put that continental breakfast out.
Nice. Now, Moody, your website, you said you have a website. How do we get to that?
Yeah, I went with MoodyMcCarthy.com. MoodyMcCarthy.biz was taken. So, MoodyMcCarthy.com.
I was just saying, as he started saying with, As he started going, I went with him. Like, I can't imagine the process he went through, because he probably had to go get a geek to help him get the website set up. So I can't imagine the process.
You know, thankfully, there's a couple of stand-up comedians who are geeks. So I had a guy, a buddy of mine from Rochester, his name's Matt Rohr. He designed the site, and he's pretty good at that stuff.
Cool.
And then I got another comic hosting it, and yeah, that's about it. But you know, on that site, that's why I do have those. I do have some letters. They're real letters to those Nigerian pen pals. It's called my Nigerian pen pals.
You got sound clips on there or anything?
I got one video clip. It's like a 5-minute reel of some a little bit of TV I did. So
excellent.
That's that. And got an email on there. That's about it. Very low impact site.
Yeah.
You can open it on a phone, I think.
Okay, Moody, thanks a lot. We don't want to kill your batteries there. We know how much you're in trouble.
Hey, thanks, Mike, man. It was fun being on. Thanks,
all right, thanks for calling in, and we'll see you tonight. So long for now. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking all about... what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, desktop publishing. That ought to be a hoot.
Yeah.
You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with The Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The Computer Outlet Service Department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The Computer Outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The Computer Outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the Computer Outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Well, I bought it up from Windows Home and tried to boot it up. But when I load it up, it says my memory is not enough.
I need some extra RAM to fix me up. Hey, you don't want to miss the podcast of the show, which you can get right after the show. It's up within, like, what, an hour or two after the show. Gus is like, yeah.
Gus gets up from his nap.
Yeah. Also coming up a little bit later after our show is some of the best bargains on radio, the Radio Mall with the Colonel. And he has some pretty cool music he plays to open his show.
I would take a nap, but the Colonel doesn't want
it. No, absolutely not. I'll do the jokes, Gus. Thanks.
That was a joke.
Moody McCarthy, moodymccarthy.com. Now, are we going to list him on our site?
Yeah, I'll get to it later.
Okay, I'll get to it later. Moody's a good guy, and he did get on Last Comic Standing. We thought he did good. He's a local guy, done very well. He grew up around here, Tip Hill area, as you probably figured out, and... hopefully, we expect him to go the way of other famous comedians from this area, like Jeff Altman, who's he. And remember Pink Lady and Jeff? I don't know if you remember that show, an NBC show.
Yeah.
Jeff Altman's a unique talent, and he's the kind of guy that really doesn't fit into any kind of thing. So he's more like a Vegas comedian now. He's making he's doing very well for himself, but he's just not a media guy because he's just too zany.
Isn't Bobcat Goldthwait from here, too? From
Syracuse? The Bobcat also is another good example of a local guy
Bob
done
King.
Well. Tom Kenny, guys I went to high school with, thank you very much. And then me, so and I'm still here.
Basically, it's the guys you got your material from.
Pretty much, yeah, yes, that's yeah. right. I am not a hack, don't say that over the air. But Moody, when you leave town, I'm going to be doing... Oh, I won't do all your jokes.
I'm stealing those technology jokes.
Oh, he's a very funny guy, isn't he? I still do comedy, I still have these guys are all my friends, and I'm telling you right now, it's the mortal sin in comedy to be a hack, to take somebody else's material. I wouldn't be friends with these guys, and they wouldn't be friends with me if that were the case. Okay. See, now that's the dead spot in the show. Okay, now we've got coming up in a minute.
It's not a good show.
Well, that was a planned air. That was a planned dead spot. So I just wanted to get that out of the way right now. 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. We're going to go to the lines right now. And we have, who do we have?
Bill from Groton.
Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yes, hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
The whole gang there today?
Yep, we're all pretty much.
Hey, hi, Mike, Tim, and Jim, then.
Hey, did you get your shirt?
Not yet.
What?
Oh, not yet.
All right, we better call. Email. Did you get the thong we sent you, though?
It's got tracking.
I have a couple things for you.
Sure.
One of them was, for those still using Windows 98, you can get an OS2 skin for it.
That is the most inside of computer jokes. Anybody who's laughing at that's going, and then there's other people going, what the heck is OS 2? These guys are laughing for nothing.
And the other thing was, Cyrix is still out there.
Are they?
VIA owns them, and the chips are found on those mini ITX motherboards mainly.
Really? Oh, that explains
that
it.
That explains it.
That explains a lot.
Now, what? Who would use that? Maybe they're in some specialty equipment, like, you know, ATMs or something like that.
They're very small motherboards, and people build them in the cars because they don't need any cooling or anything.
Are you saying that my car's computer chip is the Cyrix chip?
Yep, could be.
I got to check my warranty.
Like a fancy music system and media system, and they run it off it because they run so cool.
Yeah,
that's basically what they use them for.
Well, for those who don't know, Cyrix was a competing chip that came out after Intel. This had to be what? Where are we in now? Probably had to be the 90s, right? Early 90s, maybe?
Probably.
Around there. And I remember it was supposed to be all that. This was the big Intel chip killer. And my buddy might rushed out and bought the first chip. I remember he was playing Quake, and it looked like he was in mud. It was like step, step, step. He was
so bummed. What Cyrix first did?
What?
It was a math coprocessor for the 386.
That's right.
The 386, because it was faster than the Intel math coprocessor.
Yeah, well, they
could have got the start.
Yeah, they could have done things, but that didn't work out too well. I remember seeing that guy with a chip and how depressed he was. He was the only one who couldn't play at the LAN party because he couldn't get any acceptable frame rates to play.
Yeah. Aww. Okay, guys, take it easy.
Thanks, Bill. Hey, Bill, don't go away yet.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're going to put you on hold. We got a, you know what? Yeah, put you on hold, grab your number, because I've got a little research. Can you put them back on, though, for a second?
Thanks, I'm still guys. Here.
Okay, good. I got a little research project for you. I want to, during our next break, I'll get your number and call you back, because I need you to do a little investigative reporting for us for next week's show.
All right.
Are you up for that?
Bill?
Hello?
Yes, I heard you.
You're up for that? Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, don't lecture me, Bill. Okay.
Okay.
All right, take his number and... Okay, coming up in just a minute, we'll have Colleen Ash on for Seaboard Graphics, Minuteman Press, to talk about desktop publishing. Of course, more of your calls at 421-9325. And we've got some announcements. We might as well clear those out of the way right now. Jeff Grauer, he'll be here to talk about the Central New York PC Users Group also a little bit later in the show. I will be performing this evening ahead of Moody McCarthy right down the street at Cucina di Amore. In Bayberry Plaza in Liverpool. It's a dinner theater show. We premiered it last night in front of family and friends, and it went over a lot better than I thought it would. You know, you always get, this is an original play. It's never been performed before, so you don't know if the laughs are going to come where right. you expect them to. We got a lot more laughs than we really thought. It's a very, very funny show. And
how does that work? 'Cause you don't do it while people are eating, do you?
Yeah, actually you do. You're part of the, it's a birthday party. I'll go into character just for a second. It's a birthday party for me, Don Amadio. I am the Don of a big mob of crime family, but there is no mafia, so forget who you said of that. I said of that. Who said of that? Somebody said of that. And somebody wants to do me in, and you got to figure out who is... who is the one that they kills me? Yes.
It'd be me, Mike.
Yeah. So it is at Cucina di Amore, and let me give you the phone number for them. The show starts promptly at 7 o'clock. Seating begins at 6:30. There are tickets available. It's only $30, and that includes your dinner, so it's the same as going out to dinner. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever gone to a nice restaurant and paid less than $30 for
it? Burger King runs me $7, $8.
I said a nice restaurant.
That's not
nice. It costs you $7, $8 plus whatever your medical bills are for the liver, gallbladder.
If you pick the right Burger King, they'll bring mints around to your table sometimes.
You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah, the one the city's done that for. They come around with little mints at lunchtime. Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
That's like getting dinner and then getting Mike for free.
There you go. 622-9402, 622-9402 for all in a this family. And it's a great show, and it's a lot of fun. And if you want to go, 622-9402 this evening. We're going to be doing the show again later in the summer. May also take it on the road, depending on how well we do. That's it for that announcement. Let's see, on the phone right now, we have, who do we have? Colleen Ash. Wow, we have been, these phones have been busy. Gus is like, I'm working too hard, I can't take this. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, welcome to the Technology Geeks.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, you are with Minuteman Press, Seaboard Graphics. That's the place, unfortunately, that burned to the ground. And but everybody got out okay, right, on Route 57 in Liverpool?
Everybody was safe.
When was that?
This
a month ago?
Yeah, about a month
ago. Yeah, about 6 weeks ago.
Just have to watch the news more often.
Now, you're open for business. You're right next door in Bayberry Plaza in Liverpool, coincidentally, right?
Yes, we are. We're back into our old location for a few more weeks.
Okay, and up and running. Now, how did you get involved in desktop publishing originally, Kelly?
Actually, I started, you know, working with Larry 7-8 years ago, and thought printing would be interesting to get into, and 7-8 years ago, it was a whole different animal. Mm-hmm. You know, all printing was done, you know, primarily from hard copy and hand stripping things in. And here we are 8 years later, and 98% of it, 99% of it is all digital. And when it's not, we make it digital.
Aha. Uh-huh. So all of your printing, all those big machines that you have there, they're pretty much big, gigantic printers.
They sure are.
Okay. Now, what can you do with desktop publishing? I think a lot of people are under the misconception that desktop publishing is kind of limited to, oh, I can do a brochure or a flyer or something like that. But what can be done with desktop publishing?
Well, as you and I figured out, we can. It's limitless. It's limited to your imagination.
Pretty limited.
Exactly. We can go from a brochure to a business card to building, as we did, tickets to an event, raffle tickets, to going as far as saying, I have this mail list and I want to match it up to people who purchased houses in this area and I have information that they had a child, so I want to give them a customized brochure saying, why don't we look at a 3-bedroom house now that you have 3 children? And we can send out mass mailings that are that specific to each person on the list.
That's spectacular. Now, typically, customers, when they come to you, you know, what can they do at home or what should they do in their office on their own? What are their capabilities for, like, the typical layperson? What kind of software would you recommend, and what can they do to prepare their work before they bring it to, like, Seaboard Graphics?
Well, I would say the biggest thing that they should not do is use some of those simple programs that come when you buy your home PC. I would say the biggest thing to stay away from is, say, Print Shop Deluxe. That would be a bad thing. We can work with anything that's Microsoft, Adobe, anything.
So Microsoft Publisher.
Yeah, so that's Publisher, Word, InDesign, Quark, you know, any of those programs we have the capability to work with, and we also can do complete designs for people, but when people are working at home, the key is to take it one step at a time. Don't try to become the greatest graphic designer right out of the gate.
So if they bring a concept to you then and say, you know, like they want to have, 100 brochures printed up, you can help them with the design of that as well?
Absolutely. We can start from zero with somebody, or we can also offer assistance in somebody who would like to do this on their own.
Okay. And then your services for this type of stuff, not for the actual printing, but for these design services, and I'm not saying just your company, but in general, people I think are under the misconception that these are very expensive services. How expensive are they typically?
You can start out from, a minimum for, a business card layout can run you $15, $20.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can go up from there. It really is how sophisticated you want your concept to be or how direct you want it to be. And it's pretty much done on an hourly basis. And those hours are determined by how many layers you want to put into something.
Right. So in other words, if I have a concept and I've developed it to a certain point and I bring it to you to kind of finish off and polish off, I can get that done fairly inexpensively then and then have you produce it.
Absolutely.
Right.
A lot of the costs come in from saying, hey, I want to design this new logo and I'm not really sure how I want it to go, so we have to come up with 5 or 6 or 20 concepts.
That sounds like me and Jim.
Yeah.
We call our artist, listen, this is what I want you to do, but I don't know how I want you to do it, so just figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just shoot things at me and, we'll figure out what it costs in the long run.
Now, the other thing is, this is a cool service that I took advantage of yesterday. I have a whole concept. We put together a playbill for the show I was in, and I delivered it to you. Now, instead of an email address I noticed on your card, you just have your website. I can actually take my finished product electronically. It was a Microsoft Publisher document, and just ship it over to you, and then you can kind of clean it up and produce it, right?
Absolutely. We do that on a regular basis.
For everybody.
And that's probably a starting step for what we do. We also have other clients where we build their own page within our website. So if they want business cards that they have 100 employees and they have a high rotation of new people and reorders, we can build their templates right on their website. They enter the information in, and they get a proof right there, and it's ready to go to press.
Wow, that's spectacular.
Okay. Very cool.
That is very, very cool.
We should upload some of our concepts of our new web design we're working on.
Jim drew it by hand. It's the most horrible thing you saw in black and white. And then I tried to do it with a graphic program where I just kind of drew everything out the way you want to do this new web page design. It's just the worst thing you ever saw.
Tim and I are two of the worst artists you've ever seen.
Yeah, and if you don't believe that, there's a website you can go to. It's called flattim.com, which is a concept site about Tim's vacation because he rarely leaves the country. So
never.
Think of it as abstract
Canada
figure.
Okay, Colleen, now Seaboard Graphics, Minuteman Press, currently in Bay Area Plaza, about 100 yards away from their brand-new location, which will be up and running in a few weeks. What's your phone number there?
It's 652-4200.
652-4200, and your website is?
www.cny.minutemanpress.com.
So www.cny, don't forget the dot after CNY, MinutemanPress.com, because I did yesterday, I goofed just for a second. And you're there, you're open Monday through Saturday, right? Or Monday through Friday?
We are. Monday through Saturday.
Okay, very good. Thanks an awful lot, Colleen.
Thank you.
So long for now. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. We're going to take our last break. We did pretty good on time for such a stuffed show. We still have stuff to go here. We will get to more of our announcements and your calls in the last segment of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Call The Technology Geeks now at 00110100000.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Okay, my
faggots. This is your Major, Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft. Go to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Does your business technology strategy consist of daily computer emergencies? Are you dealing with spyware, spam, viruses, and computer breakdowns rather than paying attention to your business? Call the professionals at Rent-A-Nerd at 451-5611. With over 25 years of experience, Rent-A-Nerd will devise a technology strategy that works for you. Stop wasting your money on endless repairs and make an investment in technology. Call Rent-A-Nerd today at 454-5611. Rent-A-Nerd. Funny name? Maybe. Professional results? Absolutely.
It's all about the pindies, baby.
We are back rocking in the last segment of MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geek Show is almost over. 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. We will have coming up in a second Jeff Grauer with the CNY PC Users Group because they have a meeting coming up very, very soon. And also, let's see, I noticed we're trying to get Moody's website up on... up on our notes, and we had a little trouble figuring out how to spell his name, so I pulled out his card, and I didn't notice this before, but it says Moody McCarthy, business card consultant, which is a very, very clever business card. Almost as clever as yours. Your guys is that the mirror image thing. It's very, very funny.
That was thought of after about 3 days of lack of sleep, and we were under pressure to come up with a business card.
Something. Some kind of cool concept or something. That's very neat. 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. Again, I will be at Cucina di Amore at 8:30, so come have dinner, see the show. Moody doesn't really go on until about 10:30 or so, so you could do both shows tonight. Because the Quality In show has an MC and a feature act and then a headliner, so you got plenty of time to go and do that. And also coming up Monday, June 5th, that is a week from this Monday, the Centenary PC Users Group meeting will be held at the Liverpool Public Library. Joining us on the phone right now is Jeff Grauer, president of. You're still the president?
Past president now.
You're the past president. Okay. I wanted to get that right, because I've been calling you the president for like 2 years now. And
do you get like a Secret Service detail or anything?
Unfortunately not anymore, but I could only run for 2 years, so.
Oh, if only our politicians would do that.
Yes.
you're absolutely right.
Okay, now the meeting is Monday, June 5th, Liverpool Public Library, and what are we covering this month's meeting?
This month's meeting, our presenter is going to be David Whittle. He is a... author and kind of a PC professional, been around for quite a while.
Yep.
He wrote Cyberspace, The Human Dimension, and he used to work at IBM back in the 90s, and I guess lately he is a writer for Smart Computing magazine.
Okay.
He is going to be basically bringing us some of his picks for the digital home, some really good products, some good things that he's found out there, stuff that everybody can use. A couple of different names they're going to be going through is Movie Technologies, it's M-U-V-E-E, and IC Media are some photo applications.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
ZipLink products, which are some actual like cord, tractable cables and cords that people are going to be able to use. And one of the other things that he's going to be presenting is Invisys PC Security, which is sort of a pay-by-month security application.
So you're going to learn all about how to, like, tweak your house.
Exactly. Everything that, you know, anybody can use.
So I get asked a lot is, now people have, you know, like a high-definition TV, and they're switching over to digital music, so they have these big, gigantic digital music libraries with thousands and thousands of songs in them. But they want to be able to play those songs, not through their PC speakers, which are in a computer in another room, but kind of interconnect that music to their, you know, home stereo system, or maybe even to several stereo systems, one for their deck, one for their living room, the kids upstairs, whatever, and have a central repository for all of that. Now, these are things that Mr. Whittle is very cognizant of. He knows how to do all this stuff, huh?
Exactly, and that's what that some of the software that he's going to be showing us is involved in, exactly that type of thing, how you can kind of set that up for your own home theater.
You know, I think I'm going to got to check my schedule, but I think I'm in Boston, but I'm getting back on that day. I think I'm going to attend that, and I would urge anybody who wants to kind of tweak their house and do a lot of these things with improving the technology in their house and getting ready for what's coming so you don't have multiple copies of stuff all over the place. And digital music is probably one of the bigger ones, but even people who have films, and they have a digital video camera that they download into their computer, kind of tying their computer in with their home entertainment system. This would definitely be the meeting to attend to get some free advice from an expert, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Now, how do they make reservations?
You can go to our website, cnypcug.org, and there's a button right in the main page there to reserve your spot.
Okay, that's great. So CNYPCUsersGroup.org, CNYSnipeHug.org, I love to say that. And it is Monday at the Liverpool Library, 6 p.m. Need reservations because seating is limited. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, so long for now. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. What are we, you guys are huddling, doing something over
trying
there?
Trying to get the Minuteman Press website work. I put Moody McCarthy's up and that works, but I put the cmy.minutemanpress.com link up and it doesn't work.
Oh, you know what? I don't think because it ties into the National Minuteman Press, you got to put the www
on
there.
No, you can't put www in front of a subdomain. It won't work. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Unless actually they made the subdomain.
Unless they made it work
www.
That way, yeah. But 99% of them, if you have a CMY dot and you put www in front of it, it won't work.
In this one, in this case, that is because that's the problem I had last night trying to get on.
Go ahead, Erie, tried it.
Okay. I mean, this is the I have it remembered, and we're gonna take this fight off the air because
yeah.
I
the website of the week is up.
We'll be wagering
about technologygeeks.com if we can get a chance to get to that.
I wonder if that Mr. Whittle still does the Charmin thing.
Yeah, that's, you know, it was Whipple.
Oh!
Actually, this guy is, he's an actor. He has this, shares the same name as a famous actor from Britain because I said, gee, I recognize that name somewhere. So I Googled him and I said, oh, it's the actor from England. He writes films and books and stuff like that. He's an entertainment guy. So we'll do our best to get the Minuteman Press site up and running. They may be down today or something.
It is a holiday weekend. Perhaps they gave their website the day off.
Michael do the jokes around here.
I said that before, but here, here's their website from their business card. And we're gone.
Bye.
See ya.
Talk Radio 1390, WFBL, Syracuse. The